Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors. John Cruz here. It's time for our first interview of the day. That's going to be with David Blosser. He is the founder of Practical Edge Shooting in the Tri-Cities in Washington State. David is a 15-year active law enforcement officer, member of a multi-agency SWAT team, and a firearms instructor. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company, Practical Edge Shooting, and what it offers to the public?
Practical Edge Shooting is a firearms training business, so we will provide firearms and tactical-related training, and we provide that to both law enforcement, and then we run various public classes. And we've been around for a few years now. We employ three instructors that work for us, and everybody has an extensive background in either law enforcement or military. So a great way for the public to get some training from guys that do this stuff for reals.
You know, got to ask a question. Is there a lot of demand for these classes, and are courses like this common in the Pacific Northwest?
I would say courses like ours are definitely not common just because of who the instructors are. I think that the courses in firearms are probably fairly common. I think most ranges have some type of, or public ranges would have some type of training program going on. But getting people that, again, do this stuff for a living and have a background in training others, I don't know how common that is. As far as demand, I don't know how much I got a finger on that, just because we're now hitting that point in with our student base that our demand is very high, but that I don't know if that is a matter of we've just been around long enough that we're becoming known, or just the current state of the world or what. But currently at least this year so far, if we take this year for example, we've run a public class pretty much every week, and we've pretty much filled them all. So right now, at least for us, we're fairly busy.
I would say that's a good indicator of good demand. Hey, why don't you tell me, David, a little bit about your own background and how you got into this business?
Okay, yeah, sure. I've been in law enforcement myself for about 15 years, spent the last 12 years assigned to SWAT, which I currently still do. And as a means to try to better my own firearm shooting skills, and better the skills of the students that I'm responsible for in that law enforcement community, I got involved in competitive shooting. And I'm very competitive by nature, so it didn't take me very long to rise to a level to where I was competing to win matches. And I just basically needed to come up with a way to pay for the travel, the ammunition, the training, and all the guns or toys, if you will.
Sure.
There's not a lot that I have to offer, but I, maybe know a thing or two about shooting a gun and seem to be able to pass those skills on to others. And so Practical Edge Shooting was born, and it started pretty small, just locally. And but like I said, the demand has gotten quite high, both on the public and the law enforcement side, to where we currently have, three instructors. And, like I said, we're running classes all the time.
So do you still do competitive shooting? And if so, what type, long gun or pistol or what?
Yeah, we're heavily involved in USPSA shooting, so United States Practical Shooting Association, so the practical shooting sports. My background in that's been mostly with pistol competitions. One of the other instructors does three guns and is a national level competitor on that. Most of those the competition stuff is during the warmer months. So a lot of our public classes we run during the winter months when we're not traveling and shooting and competing ourselves. So on the class side, we actually slow down a little bit during the summer as far as what we offer training wise, but speed up big time on what we're doing now, competing and trying to better ourselves and our own skills. So,
all right, David, let's go ahead and get back to the classes that you have for the public. I understand there's three that they can sign up for. Why don't you just briefly give us a rundown of what they are?
We have three classes that are, we call them formatted classes, and those are classes that we will hold locally here in the Tri-Cities. And we start all of our students off with just what we call level one, just because we couldn't think of anything that was better. This is definitely not a basic class by any means, but it is a class where the student gets to come in and get exposed to our methodology of instruction, which is extremely simplistic. So even when we have new shooters or have never even fired a gun, we will put them right into this class. And as a side note, sometimes they do better than those that come in with a bunch of experience and some bad habits.
I was going to say, no bad habits to work
through. Exactly, yep. But we get everybody started there, and the big thing that I'd have your listeners know is there's a lot of stuff that has been traditionally done, which isn't wrong. It took all that traditional stuff to get us up to where we are today, and so we definitely don't teach a lot of those traditional concepts. When they come to us, they get concepts that are very new, very modern, what's being used in the tactical world and, you know, in the upper-end competitive world. And we just have the experience to combine both of those things together. So a lot of people say, wow, this is, you know, I wish I would have taken this 20 years ago. Well, none of us knew this stuff 20 years ago.
Sure.
So even if people that have had previous training, it's a great class to basically get them up to what us as trainers know today. From there, and in our level one class, it's a kick in the pants. We have a lot of fun with it. There's not a lot of equipment requirements. We do it on a range where there's gun rentals and stuff available. So even if the student's looking to purchase their first firearm, it's a great class for that. From there, we offer a level two class, which basically just picks up right where the level one class leaves off.
Mm-hmm.
We work into draws, reloads, shooting on the move, multiple targets. So quite a bit more shooting in the level two class, even though people leave the level one going, holy smokes, that was a lot of shooting.
Okay.
And then both those classes, we call those our skill development courses. Those are the how to shoot class. And what we have found from the public side is most of our public students, if not all of them, I think their basic interest is maybe in the defensive applications of firearms. But like I tell them, I can't teach them to fight or use a gun to defend life until we teach them how to use a gun. So that level one, level two is just the how to shoot stuff.
Okay.
From there, they can sign up for our practical defense class. And in that class, that is all the other stuff that would go into personal protection and probably a lot of stuff that they haven't maybe thought about before. And our goal in that class is just to get them thinking correctly and being a little bit more aware of what's out there and providing them with at least a little bit of information on what to do, when to do, and how to do. Now, in this class, the practical defense class, it's actually at least five sessions in length. It's much more time involved just because of our background. We understand that where we could present some concepts in one day or 4 hours, that's not necessarily going to provide effective training to transfer over to what the student actually wants. Now, those are our formatted classes that we run locally. We are available and do classes for other, for groups or private individuals or smaller groups where they're looking for something specific, and we can format that class around those specific needs.
Okay, David, running out of time, but before we go, how can people find out more about practical edge shooting and sign up for some classes?
We have a website, and that website is just at www.practicaledgeshooting.com, and the practical edge shooting part is all one word, and that is a P as in Paul, is on the practical there. Or they can just give us a call at area code 509-987-2303, and on our website, obviously, we got all of our information, who we are, what we do, and our contact info.
Fantastic. David, thanks for being on the show, and be safe out there on the street.
All right. Thank you, John.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey with High Mountain Hunting Supply. We're now proud to offer Havilon Knives, endorsed by Joel Turner, the world champion elk caller. They use razor surgical steel blades. Once you're done with them too, you just dispose the blade and pop a new one on, and you're back in the game with a razor sharp edge. That's Havilon Knives, only available at High Mountain Hunting Supply, 223 North Mission Street, Wenatchee, or check us out on the website at www.highmountainhuntingsupply.com.